Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Sipo, Hot Sticks, open the door.
Look, everyone, he's coming through the door.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey, Mike, everybody, it's Barney!
What a legend, Sipo, Hot Sticks, Mabuse with me until midnight.
An ideal which I hope to live and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die,
The arts and culture is just as much part of education as is science, maths, and so on. Sometimes we attach importance to just mundane material things when we could actually empower ourselves through interacting with our own souls through music. And we feel that music should be part of a larger society, but we don't express that as strongly as we should. I mean, for instance, you know that you go to funerals, to weddings, streets, and so on. There's always music around us, but we have not enhanced that to create a soulful environment for ourselves. So I believe that if we could be a country that expresses itself through arts and culture, then I think we're at a stage where the entire international community will begin to realize that South Africa is so endowed.
Come on, everybody, sing with us now.
I'm waiting to sail away, just the two of us.
In the studio with me, Sipo, Hot Sticks, Mabuse. Look at the goosebumps. Hey, look at this. Welcome, Sipo. How did you feel over the last 2 minutes listening to that bit? So you don't worry, we'll turn up your head. Are they a bit loud for you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, somebody will run quickly and or take them off. Unplug okay. them. Just leave them.
All right.
There we go. Sorry about that.
Quick, quick.
Okay. What did that feel like?
Wow. I'm numb. I'm actually stunned. I didn't even know that you had so much information about me. But some of the songs that I've just had, I haven't heard these songs for ages. But you know what's actually intrigued me is the fact that you had the national anthem. Well, you know, I don't even know how I did that.
You weren't out of tune, so don't worry.
It's actually very interesting because, you know, when you have all those 90,000 people and you're not sure how they're going to react to the way you sing the national anthem, and the enthusiasm and the response was just incredible.
We're going to talk about that a little later on, but we've got 2 hours. We're going to start from the day you were born, and at midnight we'll know exactly who Super Hot Sticks Mabuse is. I've known you for a long time now. We'll talk about that, and I'm one of your biggest fans, and I've always been. A lot
Thank
of respect,
you.
And you're just a gentleman and a scholar.
Thank
so,
you, Bonnie.
So, Sipo, where were you born?
I was born in an area called Shantytown in Orlando West. And this is basically where most of, you know, the political icons were. I'm proud to say that I was probably one of the young, the little people that were brought to this earth by Mama Sisulu, mm-hmm. because she was a midwife at the Shantytown Clinic, which still exists. And of course, we moved from Shantytown to Orlando West Extension.
How old were you when I was born? Back now. Was it natural birth? Cesarean?
Yeah, I can't remember.
You didn't have your saxophone.
Well, I wouldn't ask my mom that. You know, at that time is.
Okay, so how old were you? Any memories? Maybe 5, 6 years old, 7. What stands out if you think about it now? Is there a memory, a flashback that you always think about as a kid? You know, your first memories, maybe you were 5 and you remembered something or 10.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Yes, that was a very, very special, was a special time for me at Shantytown because, my introduction to music, my introduction to drumming was the traditional drumming of the, traditional healers. You know, opposite my house, there used to be a traditional healer, and Dade Manuel, you know, I think he was always excited by my curiosity. And this one day he just called me, said, Mshanyana, you know, I'll translate that. You know, I can see that you love these things. Come and play a bit. And I went in there, and that was my first beginning. The first introduction to drumming, and I started playing all these, you know, traditional drums, and he was fascinated by my playing. And of course, my parents, who were rather more Christian orientated, didn't take kindly to that. They were not quite happy that I had to go and play traditional drums. But then onwards, of course, as a little child, I became even more curious every time, you know, the spirits would be invoked to try and do whatever they were doing at that time.
Now, the other kids in your street, and I mean, did they pick up guitars, you know, the little, did they play any instruments at that stage?
Not at all.
So in your area where you grew up?
I was probably the only, curious young person, perhaps with hindsight, one could look back and say, maybe that's where my inspiration for musicianship came from, because many of the young people in the townships were always into soccer or probably going to the swimming pool, you know, or there was just a stream down, you know, opposite the swimming pool, would prefer to go to the stream rather than go to the swimming pool. And that's where how we learned how to swim. But I was probably the only one that could really get into music. And of course we had bands like the Bogart Brothers, which groups from Alexander, you know, they've come around with the, you know, an artificial string bass. You know, we used to call it the Joker T bass drum, because it was just a box, and these guys would have a guitar and that little single string. How they made music out of that still remains a puzzle for me, because they would come in almost every weekend And we used to love those guys. They made incredible records as well. And we used to call them the Jocotty Bands.
The other thing, while you were still at primary school, what kind of music were your parents listening to that you remember on the radio, the kind of music? Because I know you're a big Beatles fan, and we're going to play one of your favorite songs a little later on. But the kind of music, Elvis, obviously, what kind of music do you remember?
My
parents
never really listened to Elvis.
Really?
I know that my father loved the Mills Brothers.
Okay.
The Mills Brothers were the big thing. And of course, you know, radio was not like radio today. You know, at the time we used to have, what do you call, radio fusion. You know, two boxes that were hanging up on the highmast pole, and these were to beam around the township. And, you did not choose what to listen to. You would, what you listened to would be chosen for you. So there was Zulu and Sesotho. So if you're Zulu, you'd switch on to Zulu. If you're Mosotho, you'll switch on to the radio Sesotho. And you had two most popular, DJ, radio announcers there. It was K.E. Masinga on Zulu and then, Henry Kolatswehu on Sesotho. And both, would invariably play music which was tribal, you know, but it was fantastic tribal music because you had a group like the Kingstar Brothers. You know, we talk about Ladysmith Black Mombasa today, but there were groups that existed even before that. I mean, the Kingstar Brothers, I think this is where you heard songs like Imbube, Solomon Linda's band. Mm-hmm. And, of course, in the Sesotho program, you would hear groups like the Manhattan Brothers, Miriam Makeba, the Cats and Jama Kids. So there was just all this music that used to happen. But the Manhattan Brothers were the killer band. They were the killer band.
So you had to go into the street to listen to this music because, as you say, those big speakers.
Yeah.
So, well, was that 24 hours a day?
If you could afford a box, you know, I think parents would pay, £2.10 a month or 25 pence. I still don't remember the price. But that's what you could, if you could afford that, you could have it in the house. But in most cases, it would be something that, you know, was beaming outside in the streets. Even worse in other townships. You know, Soweto was probably the township that always had a semblance of respectability from the authorities. Okay, because this is Soweto. But if you went to an area like Brakpan, for instance, there you are. One single box on, and it wakes you up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you hear. 4 o'clock in the morning, they start playing that, and that's what you'd listen to wake up to go to work in Brakpan. Of course, in the township, it's in the house. You knew exactly what happens. You had no choice. You know, it was sort of censored.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and 4 o'clock, it just switches on, whether you like it or not, if you had to wake up.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Decorande FM.